What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Rise to the Mission. I'm your host, Amber Brown. God bless you. I pray that you have had a good day. Amen. And I'm just so thankful that you have joined me for another day of Rise to the Mission with my family and friends. Another day to learn, love, discover, and magnify and proclaim the goodness of God and the good news of the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel. Amen. And to get our marching orders. Hallelujah. So before I share the word with you, I'm excited in my spirit. I'm always excited to share the word with you all because I love you and I love the Lord. And it's always a blessing to be able to be used to encourage somebody, right? And so Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you humbly, God, as your humble, faithful servants, Lord, and we just thank you. We give you honor and glorify your name on today for all that you have done, all that you do and continue to do and will always do. Lord, we just love you and thank you, Father God, for the word that you have given us, that you're going to give us on wherever the people find themselves. Lord, I just thank you, God, for showing up and for showing out. I thank you for being with us. I thank you that the people are going to be listening in and really leaning into your word and going to take this word and they're going to act on it. Many have faith, Father God, Lord, but many do not take action. And so my mission that you have given me is to get them moving in Jesus' name. And I pray and I thank you, Father God. Amen. So I just want to go ahead and get started because I'm telling you something. God really wants to do something in your life and he wants to talk to you on today. He wants to tell you that you need to get up and get moving. And so there's power just in reaching out to others. There's power in using the gifts that God has given you. And I really want you to focus on that there's something on the inside of you. There's many things that are on the inside of you that you have not even reach, that you have not even birthed yet, that has not even come out of you, that is meant for the world to read or to see or to hear, right? There's so many things that you're supposed to be doing for the Lord, and I bet you've only done a quarter of it. And so today, I want to talk about the mission field. It's so important because you have a mission. Everyone has a mission, and we have a mission given to us by God, who created all of us to be able to share the good news of the gospel. It's the Great Commission. Amen. But we all have our own mission, and it's something that you are meant to do, whether it be working in a corporate world, whether it be taking care of your children, whether it be law enforcement, first responders, or teachers, whether it be fivefold ministry, whether it be chefs, right? Culinary arts or cosmetologists, people that do your makeup and do your hair. And there's so many different things out there, and it's all to benefit us. But listen, ministry is for everyone. It's not just a calling for pastors and missionaries and evangelists. Amen. Whether God uses us for his service in the church or Christian organizations or on the mission field, our ministry needs to be covered in prayer and it needs to be covered in action. So as we reach up to God, he fills us as we reach out to him so that we can reach out and pour his love and blessings into others. And so Colossians 3:23, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, doing, you know, as working for the Lord, not for men. And that's so important to understand because many look at the outer and they really try to keep up with other people and what other people are doing. But you can't do it because, listen to me, they don't have the same oil as you. They don't have the same testimony as you. They don't have the same experiences as you. People do not carry the same giftings in the same way. It's always used differently. Just like you can take five preachers and put them together in a room, and all of them can preach from the same text, but we all get something different out of it, right? God is just awesome like that. God is amazing like that. God will just, he gives us one book, the Bible, right? The Holy Bible gives us that book, and we live off it for years and years and years and years and years. And there's always something new, a new revelation, a new treasure, a new nugget, a new gem. Amen. And so we really have to remember that effective ministry is not based on our abilities, people of God. We don't make it happen ourselves. We partner with God through prayer, and He provides the power. So as we ask in faith and we go about our Father's business, and the Holy Spirit brings deliverance and acts according to God's will for the answer, right? And so one of the best ways that we can minister to others is by praying for them, by being there for them, by trying to provide a solution to the problem and not just send them away or not just say, hey, I'll pray for you. Well, what can you do to help to fix it? This is the mission field. Somebody say the mission field. Oh yeah, it's for you too. It's not for everybody else to do and you not be a part of it and you just watch everybody be blessed and watch everybody else to do stuff for people, but you not. No, this is the end to that. If you've been in that situation, then hey, just look up and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm so sorry that I have not been walking how you have wanted me to. I have not been walking in love and humility. I've been just self-focused, right? I've been just focusing on me and what I got going on. But Lord, I want you to use me to help and be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. So it's not always easy because we get busy, but it's always worth it, right? It's always worth it. And we learn lessons that we don't want to learn. I mean, we tell secrets we don't want to tell. We walk bridges we don't want to cross. We face battles we don't want to fight, but we have to do it. Say, I got to do it. I got to do it. But then we change the world, right? And then we stand at the door to heaven and then we rush in. And so when we pray for our ministry and we do those things, we can ask God to give us the willingness and compassion to serve others, right? And so if we are not sure where to spend our time, or what to do, we can ask God to help us identify our spiritual gifts, amen, and to use them effectively. And if you don't know what that means, it means that God has given everyone gifts and callings. There's a gift and calling, and it comes without repentance. You can still use your gift and calling, even not repenting. But let me tell you something, it's not as effective and not going to be used appropriately and God's given and Holy Spirit used if you are not doing it unto the Father with a cleansed heart and the right spirit. You know, sometimes we can get tired. We can ask the Holy Spirit for energy and refreshment, amen, along with discernment and balance, because it's hard to balance work and home and rest and everything else and just kids. And I'm telling you something, it's a struggle, but the struggle is real. But God, there's nothing that shall be impossible with God. All things are possible with God. And so that's something we need to remember on today. We need to rely on Him for our life and, you know, for us to grow and things in our life, areas in our lives to grow and evolve and provide resources, right? Financially and different resources that we may need, because God is our source and He's the one who provides us with the provision, the things in the world that can help us and provision. But number one, God is the source for all things. We really need the power of God working in our lives. All of God's children are called to be witnesses, to share His good news with them. And it started in Jerusalem and it spread all over the world. And for the disciples, Jerusalem, listen to me, was a place of fear. And Jesus was crucified, and then the Jews wanted their heads too after Jesus was crucified. And so Samaria was the location of the enemy. But Jesus sent them to their enemies and to those places that frightened them, because He knew that the Spirit would equip them to be brave witnesses for Him. And I said that to empower you, because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And how then can they call on the one that they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching it to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent, right? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. And that's Romans 10:13-15. So we must declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all people. And the Bible says that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And so he tells them that, and he sends them out to places that are fearful, that they're like, what in the world? How is this going to happen? But the people need to hear it. And so we must go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone and publish his glorious deeds among the nations and tell everyone about the amazing things that he does. For the Lord God gave us this command when he said, I have made you a light to the Gentiles to bring salvation to the farthest corners of the earth. And people of God, we have to go out to the farthest corners of the earth and we have to bring people in. That's why we worship together in the church, but we have to go out of the four walls and we have to go out there to the mission field and we have to do something about what we're seeing and we have to take action and do something about it. Somebody say, I gotta be useful. I have to do something about it. God has given me power and authority to do something about what's going on. I can't just sit there and let someone continue to hurt or let someone continue to think that God is not real or that there is no God or that there is no heaven and it's okay for me to do what I want and live how I want and there's not going to be any consequences after this body gets weak and this body dies, right? But there is. And so we really have to just share what Jesus has done and share the love of God and the mercy and the grace of God and what he can do for you and for those who need him in those trying times, for those has been one of us that has lived in the darkness, but now we have moved and we have grown and we are now living in his marvelous light, right? We are the light of the world and we are the salt of the earth. Right now, I really pray for wisdom for you and understanding. We really need God. We ask that he would release more of his power into our life and our ministry so we can go out there on the mission field and be equipped. Pray for peace and the equipping with everything good to do his will, right? And so give us compassion and integrity and allow us to be wise leaders and walk in knowledge. Work in us what is pleasing to him and empower. May he empower you and enlighten you and change you so that you can be more effective in serving other people and remember to glorify his name and honor him in all the things that you do. Lord, I speak Proverbs 3:13 over them. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. Pray for insight for the people, Father God. Give them understanding as to their needs so that they can better relate to you and be able to address their concerns to you, Father God. Help them take interest in what's going on in the world so that they can better serve you, Father God. Let them take interest in doing something about what's going on. Help them, Father God, whether they need to go out there in the community and help bring forth resources for their community, or they are called to start scholarship programs, or they're called to start up schools or help fund the schools, whatever it may be, rehab centers, Father. Lord, I just speak that over them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach them your ways, Father God. Give them a heart to serve, Father. You are gracious and you're compassionate and you're slow to anger and rich in love, Father God. So give them the spirit of compassion. Help them care about the needs of others and have genuine love for the people that they serve, God. Pour into them your caring and kind spirit so that they can be a blessing and minister out of a full heart, Father God. Lord, I pray for the overflow on them right now in the name of Jesus. May they walk in your graciousness, God, with a heart to serve. I pray for protection and safety on the mission field, God. Lord, you will protect them and preserve them, Father God. You will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desire of his foes, God. Give them strength. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Preserve them. Keep them safe in your tender care, God, as they minister to the needs of others. God, protect them in the name of Jesus. I pray for a strong wall of protection around them. I trust you, Father God. They trust you, Lord. You are a strong and mighty tower, Father. And I pray for the stress, just anxiety, God, depression, that they may be going through. God, your great power is just incomparable, uncomparable to anything, Father God. And Lord, that power is like the working of his mighty strength, which is exerted in Christ when he was raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly realms. Amen. And so, Lord, they may be tired right now, but God, strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Help them manage their priorities in their home and work life and ministry and rest, Father God, and their children, God. Help them be the mothers that they're supposed to be. Help them be the fathers that they're supposed to be. Help them be the aunts and uncles and grandparents and brothers and sisters and cousins that they're supposed to be, God. Don't let them get burned out. Don't let them get weary, God. But give them power. Awaken their souls, awaken their spirits, God. Replenish them and restore them for your glory. God, I speak provision and resources to them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, Lord, I just thank you that your resources are unlimited. You delight to give your children good gifts to meet their needs. And I boldly and humbly ask that you would provide for the needs of their ministries, God, of their lives, Father God. Everything connected to you that they do, God, provide for it. Bring their ministry to the minds of people. Bring their name to the minds of people, Father God, that are willing to give to them, God, and to help them and to support them in the name of Jesus. God, to be able to further their efforts in the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray for their leadership, God, for it is encouraging. Let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. It is showing mercy. Let him do it cheerfully. Amen. Lord, teach them your ways. Show them how to be a leader who is first a servant. Humble them, Father God. Let us be more like you, God. Lord, deal with our pride and our sin and our selfishness, God, and help us to be able to serve others with the right motives, and help us be diligent in our task and encouraging in our words, Father God, and let us watch what we speak, God, because life and death is in the power of the tongue, Father God. Lord, let us lead well, Father God, and raise up volunteers, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, people that will serve, God, people that are listening. Father God, your world is our mission field, God. From the nursery at the church to orphanages across the sea, there are children who need love and attention, God. There are schools that need help. There are ministries that need help. And so the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So right now, wake up some people to be workers and to be servants for you, Father God, to the glory of you. And may they help in ministry and others and all across our nation, Father God. And not everybody is meant to travel across the nation, just helping your neighbor and in your backyard and your community. That's what matters first. Those that may be listening that may go see people in prison, Father God. Lord, Matthew 25:36, it says, I was in prison and you came to visit me. Father, I pray for a people that have a heart to see those that are in prison, or to send encouraging words to them, to send Bibles to them. Amen. We pray for the men and women in prison all over our country today, and I ask for revival in the name of Jesus, that many would come to know you and love you and serve you, Father God. And Lord, I just pray, Father God, right now for the sick, anyone who has a sickness in their body right now. Father God, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of sickness and disease in the name of Jesus right now. Father God, take it out, uproot it right now in the name of Jesus, Father, and I loose forth the Holy Spirit to cover and protect you right now. You are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. God says that if anyone is sick, he should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed, and the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Come on, somebody. We must remember that we must be together and pray for people. Don't be afraid to go to someone and pray for them if they're sick. Don't just say, hey, I'll pray for you. You go to them and you lay hands on them with faith, and you believe that God is going to heal them through you because of your faith. and you speak the word. So stop being afraid to allow God to use you. We have too many broken people that need help, that need God, that need the presence of God. And you are probably the only person that they're going to come in contact with that day that is a believer, or that truly believes in the power of prayer, truly believes in the Holy Spirit that's still working and living and active today, that miracles can take place. Come on, healing and deliverance can take place. Come on, somebody. So you are that person. Say, I am that person. Well, until next time, God bless you, and I'll see ya.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.